Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And co-host, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, Gary, I thought we'd talk a little bit about what a retirement picture might include. And I hope that your retirement includes a little bit of tax planning and a whole lot of income planning.
That is my favorite thing to help people look at, because you need an income plan for when you're going to retire. You know, you want to maintain the lifestyle that you envision, that you've been planning for, that you've been dreaming about. And without income, you may not be able to have the relaxing retirement that you had planned for.
And Gary, we were just listening to a hedge fund manager by the name of Kyle Bass, and he had this interesting thing to say.
By the end of this year, early next year, you're going to see not only the Fed pausing, you're going to see them cutting. And I think you're going to see a pretty sharp recession. It just takes a year for these interest rate hikes to really factor into the economy. And you're going to see that happen going into 24. And the politician in me believes you're going to see aggressive cutting in 24. You can't have a recession going into an election.
That sounds like a lot of frightening talk. Should retirement savers stick to their long-term goals during this time or make adjustments, Gary?
Well, I think it depends on how they're saving for retirement, whether they're actively managing their retirement accounts. You know, back when we had pensions, people didn't have to worry about managing the retirement accounts because the employer was doing all the work. But with the advent of 401s and IRAs, that burden falls on the individual person. So you should always pay attention to what's going on in a retirement account that you're planning to use when you do pull that retirement trigger. You can't just let it sit, or as they say, set it and forget it. We see a lot of that. We see a lot of people that come in and they think, oh, it's doing fine, I'm contributing to it, the market's going to continue to grow, and it's grown in the past, so it should grow in the future. Well, we can't always rely on that, especially with some of the times that we're dealing with right now. So yes, keep your long-term goals in place, but take a look at how you're actually going to get there with the retirement accounts that you're using to save for retirement.
And especially with the way things have been going over the past couple of years and even recently, definitely sit down and talk with your spouse and see if you're still on the same page. We'll get to that a little bit further down and into the show, but it never hurts to just sit down and reevaluate what your goals are and what you want to do, because you might find you have to make those adjustments. And we'd like you to make those adjustments with us by giving us a call at Relax and Retire in Fairhope at 251-625-1226.
625-1226. You offer a complimentary consultation and a portfolio review, as you were saying, Vicki. So call 625-1226. Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. I tell our clients, anytime something major happens, give us a call. It may not require changes in what you're doing, but at least let us know what's going on, because major changes can cause you to have to make some adjustments in whatever plan you've put together. Remember, the plan that we put together for you is a start, and we're going to monitor that plan. We're going to call you regularly, and we're going to talk with you about what we see happening. I wish we had a perfect crystal ball, but no one has a crystal ball, so we always go on what we think are the very best recommendations so that you reach that retirement goal that you're looking for.
And Gary, some of those major changes that occur could be you either lose a spouse, you get married, or maybe the kids come back home, whatever the case is. You know, those are things that you may have to adjust for. And that's kind of what we're seeing some of these larger tech companies do. They're adjusting right now. You know, even with the Fed's efforts to slow down the economy, we're seeing that they're having to make adjustments and cutbacks, and they're cutting back on one of their biggest expenses, which are their employees. Have you seen some of the numbers of those, Gary, of those large companies?
I mean, you look at companies like Microsoft, they've cut 10,000 jobs. You look at Google, they've cut 12,000. You look at Amazon, they've cut 18,000. Facebook, Meta, 11,000. They're making these cuts partly because they found that people could work from home and they can use a few less employees, but they're also doing it to maintain their profitability. With interest rates going up, all companies use borrowing to expand and finance operations, and with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates to control or try to reduce inflation, it's causing pressure on all these companies. So these are big things that are happening, and because of that, we see fluctuations in the marketplace. And the question we ask people is, do you want to participate in that marketplace, or do you choose not to participate? Because you can use a strategy where you participate in the market gains, but you don't participate in the market losses. And that's what we help people look at. Now, you know, the older you get, the less you can afford surprises. And surprises or adjustments or downturns in the market, you need to be certain that the money that you've saved, the money that you've worked and sweated and put away to pay for your retirement, to know that it's going to be there.
And one of those things to consider as you are aspiring to retire, or if you're already in retirement, you know, what we see often is that the spouse's ages can be different, and sometimes it can be a considerable difference.
Yeah.
And in do so planning, you know, I think I read an article about Cher. Did you happen to see that article, Gary?
I did. Cher's, she's 76 now, and I think the article said she's engaged to her music producer, who is 36. And, you know, kind of
a
social
girl.
Yeah. I know, right? Her plastic surgeon's doing great.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you look at a social rule, your spouse or your younger one needs to be a certain year, number of years plus 7. I won't give you that number. You can look that up on the internet for yourself. But we see couples come in all the time where there is several years, up to 10 years difference in age, and that causes a challenge for doing retirement planning.
So, Gary, what advice would you give to a couple where one spouse is withdrawing from a retirement and the other is still making deposits or is still a little bit away from retirement age?
Well, when we see that, we help them look at the differences to plan for different retirement dates and life expectations. Portfolio withdrawals, strategies, asset allocations, Social Security filing, long-term care considerations, these all take on greater prominence when a couple has a big age difference. Here's one thing that we see quite often. One spouse is eligible for Medicare and is ready to retire, but the other spouse is several years younger, and the couple goes from having a company insurance plan, which may be a certain cost, to having to go out into the marketplace and find a commercial plan to take care of one person because the other one is eligible for Medicare. And you also will really want to look when there's a pretty good difference in age. There's a whole different strategy for when one of you or both of you and which one of you should take Social Security at different times. And we sit down with folks and talk to them about how to look at those differences and plan for those gaps in ages so that they can have the retirement that they're planning for.
It's a big decision on when to take the Social Security and how to do it to be most advantageous. So we encourage you to pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of the complimentary consultation offer just because you listen to this radio show. The numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And go to our website, relaxretire.com. Take a look at the information there. Leave us questions that you might want to have us answer for you. You can even schedule an appointment with us on that site, and we'll be glad to sit and talk with you and help you put some of those plans together so that you can retire your way.
And Gary, you know, part of retirement planning is actually helping yourself create a security, you know, making sure that you are financially set for that next phase in your life. So having an income plan should be a large part of your retirement picture. How do you differentiate if you're in the market and you're planning the market as giving you your retirement income?
Well, I tell people, if you're planning your retirement income, and depending on your age, if you're totally in the market in your late 50s and early 60s, you are risking virtually everything that you have saved for years, depending on which turn the market is taking at that time. You know, it's important to have an income plan in place, and the things that you can do there are things you can do without depending on the market. It's not necessarily the greatest place for dependable income, because you never know exactly how the market is going to go. And let's face it, when we retire, we're all going to have bills to pay, we're all going to have to eat, and we're going to have to depend on a stable, consistent income in order to maintain our lifestyle. And that shouldn't just be Social Security. A lot of people do rely heavily on Social Security because that's been our thought process for years. But when you look at the amount of money that a couple has to save in order to maintain their lifestyle in retirement, Social Security generally won't do it all by itself.
And Gary, there was just a news article on television this past week from CBS, and they were talking about savings of 401k and how much it was actually costing. And I think we've touched on this in previous shows, but the number that they were throwing out, and this was just in referencing a retirement income number in the state of Georgia, was a little over $800,000 to retire.
Right. Depending on your lifestyle and where you live and what your expectations are in retirement, the biggest factor in retirement is your longevity. You know, most people underestimate how long they think they'll live once they retire. And, you know, for people who don't retire at 65, longevity might not be as big of an issue. For people who are planning to continue part-time work in their retirement, then maybe long-term longevity is a little bit less important. But for most people that typically want to retire and just enjoy the rest of their life, traveling, volunteering, whatever you're planning to do, you really have to take a hard look at the amount of money that you've saved and the number of years that you need it to last. And I'll tell you, you probably ought to add about 10 years to anything you expect. You know, we don't know how long we're going to live. Medical science is keeping us alive longer and longer. New drugs are coming out to help lessen the effects of our aging processes. So your longevity is something that you really need to hone in on and plan for a longer lifespan and a longer need for dependable income than maybe you think you might need.
And Gary, you know, I just recently read an article in Rolling Stone.
Ooh.
And I do a lot of reading from time to time.
I'm just thinking Rolling Stone. Now, this is different for making financial plans, but I'm sure you've got something good.
Well, it's all in there. Let me get it out right quick.
Okay.
And I happened to run across an article, and it happened to refer to Justin Bieber.
Okay.
And it's his birthday today, by the way.
Poor Justin.
I know, right? But anyway, this young man at the age of 28 years old just sold his entire catalog with the exception of his latest album, for $200 million.
Goodness gracious.
At age 28. Now,
Justin, would you call us?
I know. Our number is 625-1226. We'll be here for you 24-7, buddy. But, you know, this is obviously going to give him a lot more freedom to do what he wants without worrying about money. Isn't that what crafting a good retirement plan is all about?
It really is. When you talk about retirement, you talk about wanting to relax. And we'll let's get our numbers out here, and then we'll talk about that again.
I was just going to say, if you'd like to relax and retire, call Relax and Retire Financial Services for a complimentary consultation. You don't have to have as much money as Justin Bieber, but we'd love to help simply by picking up the phone, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. If you don't have to worry about money in retirement, it's easy, but most of us really have to plan and save in order to afford the retirement that we want. So you have to think about things like longevity, taxes, health care cost. All these things factor in to what you're going to need in the 20, 30, 40 years that you may live after you have retired. Some people today are taking on part-time jobs after they retire. We just saw on the CBS story the other day, a gentleman had to plan to retire at 65, and he was pushing that to 70. We don't know what's going to be appropriate for you, but that's what we do when we sit down and talk with clients. We talk about where do you want to be, and then we figure out ways to help you get there, and get there so that you don't have to wake up every morning and worry about what went on in the market or the world the day before.
And Gary, then that kind of goes back into what I kind of want to get a brief conversation started about here. And you hear us talk about it a lot on the show. Now, we're not giving any tax planning advice. We are not CPAs. Mm-hmm. And we are not giving you any market advice on the show. But we do watch and we do read a lot about what's going on around us. And, you know, one thing that we heard a big buzz about last year was about bonds.
Sure.
And if they were a place that people should consider placing some of their money to work for them last year. But we just read an article not too long ago that it was actually in the Wall Street Journal that, you know, they didn't really perform very well last year. And in thinking about that, you know, there's also something that was swirling around once upon a time with the current administration where taxes were a big center of controversy, because what they wanted to do was they wanted to have certain Americans pay more on the assets that they owned. And talking about the assets, they were looking at retirement savings and their houses, for just an example, rather than just their income. Well, that idea went nowhere, right?
Thank goodness.
But, you know, we now have individuals up there that are trying to introduce a new bill called the Wealth Tax Bill, and they're trying to accomplish that same thing. Is this just one reason why it's important to plan for taxes while you're planning your retirement?
Well, of course you should. And that's why we have strategic partners, or we work with the clients, CPAs, or financial people that do their tax returns. We do want to take into account what your tax rates are going to be, and what potential threats with new taxes could rob part of the money that you've put away. The wealth tax is an interesting idea because the federal government needs more and more money. There are more and more baby boomers that are retiring every year, and they have a major obligation to all these people with Social Security and Medicare. And unfortunately, we haven't been the best stewards of the trust funds that fund Medicare and Social Security. You know, we hear, oh, those funds are going to go broke. Well, they're not going to go broke, but they're going to get to the point where we're going to have to add money to them to maintain the obligations that the federal government has to retirees. And so That's why it's important to think about what is your tax rate going to be when you get ready to retire.
And it's important that you take advantage of the offer for a complimentary consultation. It might be a second look. It might be a risk analysis. It might be about Medicare. It might be about numerous things. But we at Relax and Retire Financial Services would like the opportunity to sit down and talk with you about your retirement goals simply by picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And remember the website, relaxretire.com, 24/7. Go there if you're up late at night, up early in the morning. Leave us a question, or just go ahead and make an appointment to come in and see us, and let us start looking at where you are and where you'd like to go. You know, taxes are important. Health care is important. Planning for income at different age points in your life. You want to be able to predict these things. You know, a lot of people use a 4% rule for taking money out as they pull money out of their retirement accounts to pay for their retirement. But you're hoping that the return that you're getting will be enough to support the 4% that you're taking out. Last year, a lot of economists looked at this and said, you know, we don't know if, based on what's going on right now, if we can support 4%. We may have to drop that down somewhere in the 3% range. And so wouldn't it be better to have a withdrawal rate that you can predict and know what it's going to be? When we set up an income plan, I can tell you at different points in your life, at different age points, what your income's going to be. And that income will be guaranteed for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Kind of like Social Security, but with Social Security, if you're a couple and when one of you passes away, one of those Social Security checks goes away. With some of our strategies, we can provide an income that will last the life of both spouses. And that can help really put together a long-term plan so that both people, if you're married, both people can have a dependable source of income that you can count on every month, every year, for the rest of your life.
And Gary, so making sure that you have a tax plan in place is just so important if you're trying to be the best steward of your retirement that you can possibly be. And, you know, just take the moment to pick up the phone, dial our number, call us. Our office is in Fairhope. We usually try to make the time as convenient for you as possible so that you can sit down and start that conversation. Gary, there's also something, too, that maybe might help retirees and aspiring retirees, and that's maybe some tips for retirement. Do you have any that you kind of like help when people come in and talk to you? Are there any that you like to mention more than others?
Well, you know, retirement is not just about having enough money to retire. Money is important, but you need to determine how much money you need. And when you determine that, it can answer some of the other tips. You know, beyond work, figure out what you really enjoy doing. Retirement is supposed to be a time in your life that you can go where you want, do what you want, play when you want, do nothing when you want. So we ask people, think about what you want to be and do in retirement. Think about your health. You know, we always, when we're talking about retirement, we always ask people, what do you think your health care costs will be? Those are important because as we live longer, parts are going to break down, and you need to be able to take care of those costs. A lot of us rely on Medicare, and we can certainly help you take a look at Medicare plans that are available to supplement the original Medicare that most of us have. So, you know, these are just some of the things. And, you know, you have to kind of think a little bit out of the box when you retire. If your circumstances change, you may have to make some adjustments that you didn't count on before.
And you're kind of talking about, Gary, maybe embracing some opportunities that you would now have time to explore to kind of help fill up those 40-plus hours that you used to have to be committed toward work that suddenly you're just looking to fill the day with, just to have some type of regularity of your motion throughout the day, just keeping on a schedule. You know, maybe give some thought to something that you've ignored because of the demands that your career placed on you, or your family obligations, because it is difficult to develop a transition. And if you're able to develop a transition plan, you know, part of that planning, as you were talking about, could include picking up a part-time job, or it could include relocation. You know, we've talked about that in previous shows.
Sure.
Because a lot of retirees like to get back to their family, or they go see those grandkids they, you know, were able to see when they were first born, make that trip for a week, and then they come back and they're like, oh no, I got to have some more of that sugar, so that they could be part of their life. And that's really, you know, that's something where if you're stuck in a 40-hour a week job, you're just not that free to get up and take those trips, you know, or even volunteering. You know, a good part about the planning process is that you have someone to help guide you that can help develop an actual plan for your transition. And that's what we're here to do, to help you do in retirement so that you can retire your way.
That's why we named the company Relax and Retire. You know, don't hurry and retire. Take your time, make good decisions, adjust your plans when you need to, use us for resources, for things maybe you haven't thought about. You know, a lot of people downsize when they retire because they don't need a 4 or 5 bedroom home. A lot of people travel. Some people just want to relax and watch a sunset. But the bottom line is, you've got to be able to pay your bills to afford to do those things. And that's the thing we help people do.
That's right. And we want to help you do that, but we cannot help you do that and begin that journey if you do not pick up the phone and call us or send us an email. You can send us a quick email to Gary@RelaxRetire.com or Vicki@RelaxRetire.com, or go on to our website at
RelaxRetire.com,
or, you know, pick up the phone and call us at 625-1226. We are available. We have means to contact us, but we can't help you if you don't take that first step.
Thank you so much, Gary Garner and Vicki Miller with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers again for a complimentary consultation, 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on the same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine.
What about your retirement income strategy? Stock market has had a great run in the last few years, but is its current volatility making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your retirement income strategy is built to endure a financial storm?
Now is a great time to evaluate your strategy. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services at 251-625-1226. They'll examine your strategy and help you determine if it's in need of some weatherproofing. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services today at 625-1226 to schedule your no obligation strategy session.
Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 625-1226.
Firm offers insurance services.